From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the Bank of Korea raises the benchmark interest rate for the first time in 3.5 years by 25 basis points to 2.75% in an effort to tackle inflation. The government decides to establish a unified military academy that integrates the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies at Jeonde in Daejeon's Yuseong District. And the benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index drops over 6% to close below 7,000 points as the market was on guard for the BOK's expected rate hike. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. The Bank of Korea has raised the benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points from 2.5% to 2.75%, the first rate hike in 3.5 years. The central bank's Monetary Policy Board reached the decision on Thursday in an effort to tackle inflation amid the protracted crisis surrounding the Iran war and in consideration of an economic rebound stemming from the AI-driven semiconductor export boom. Guijin has more.
The South Korean Central Bank has officially begun a tightening cycle, raising the benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points to 2.75%. Hiking the lending rate for the first time in 3.5 years, Bank of Korea Governor Shin Yeon-sung cited mounting inflationary pressures amid the AI-driven semiconductor boom.
오늘 금융통화위원회는 성장세가 수출과 투자를 중심으로 강화되고 있는 가운데
The Monetary Policy Board formed a consensus today to raise the base rate by 0.25 percentage points, given that economic growth, driven by exports and investment, is strengthening.
South Korea's outbound shipments increased by more than 70% last month compared to the same time last year, breaking the $100 billion mark for the first time on the back of surging semiconductor demand.
금년 성장률 전망치는 지난 5월 전망치 2.6%를
This year's growth rate is expected to significantly surpass the 2.6% forecast made last May. In terms of pricing, the consumer inflation rate increased to 3.2% in June, driven by rising petroleum prices and an acceleration in the prices of agricultural, livestock, and marine products. Meanwhile, the core inflation rate remained unchanged at 2.5% from the previous month.
With Thursday's rate hike, the rate gap with the U.S. Federal Reserve has narrowed to 1 percentage point at the upper bound, reducing the incentive for foreign investors to pull capital out of Seoul's financial markets. Guijin, KBS World Radio News.
The government has decided to establish a unified military academy that will integrate the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies at Jeonde, a compound of military education and training facilities in Daejeon, located in the center of South Korea. The decision was made on Thursday during a policy meeting between the government and the ruling Democratic Party at the National Assembly. Kim Bum-soo has more.
The government is seeking to boost the joint operational capabilities of the nation's armed forces and to better train young officers for future integrated warfare. The Army, Navy, and Air Force academies will be merged into a single Armed Forces Academy. Defense Minister An Yubek announced the decision after a policy meeting with the ruling Democratic Party lawmakers on Thursday.
우리는 최근 사례를 통해서 전쟁 양상이 상상할 초월 정도로 빠르게 변하고
We need to transform our education system to reflect the changing nature of warfare. Recent events have demonstrated that the character of war is evolving at an unprecedented pace. Modern warfare is entering an era that requires the ability to operate across multiple domains, including space, cyberspace, and the electromagnetic spectrum, moving beyond the traditional boundaries of land, sea, and air forces.
The Unified Academy will be established within a military education and training cluster in Jeonde, located some 20 kilometers northeast of the Gaeryeongdae complex, which houses the Joint Central Command for the Army, Navy, and Air Force.
We plan to establish this integrated academy, which will unite the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies in the heart of South Korea's science and technology sector. This area boasts an optimal intellectual ecosystem, home to KAIST and other esteemed universities, as well as leading research institutions.
The decision comes despite concerns both within and outside the military that the move could undermine the specialized expertise and distinct identities of each service branch, ultimately weakening national defense capabilities. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged 463.81 points, or 6.37% on Thursday, to close at 6,820.6. The index dove on the back of losses in bellwether tech shares as the Bank of Korea raised its benchmark interest rate to curb inflation. Moreover, renewed tensions between the U.S. and Iran further weighed on investor sentiment. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 37.59 points, or 4.53%, to close at 791.84. Financial regulators have proposed new measures on leverage exchange-traded funds to enhance market stability and protect investors amid recent market volatility. The Financial Services Commission, the Financial Supervisory Service, and the Korea Exchange announced the measures Thursday, which include raising the minimum deposit for a single stock leverage ETF to 30 million won, or approximately $20,000 in cash. Currently, the minimum deposit is set at 10 million won in a mix of stocks and cash. The minimum trading unit will also be expanded to 20 shares, a change expected to reduce trading volume of the products. Furthermore, the listing of new ETFs tracking Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix will be temporarily suspended amid the ongoing frenzy over artificial intelligence. The government held a public forum on Thursday to gather opinions and seek social consensus ahead of a planned reform of the real estate tax system. At the forum held in central Seoul, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance and Economy Minister Gu Yun-chul said the government would carefully review measures to establish a system that could help rationalize the housing market. A separate national debate on real estate policy will also be held next Thursday, chaired by President Lee Jae-myung. The government plans to reflect views gathered from the discussions when announcing its tax reform package later this year. Participants at Thursday's forum largely agreed that an increase in property holding taxes is necessary, but views were divided over the pace and extent of such measures. Busan is set to host the 48th session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee, which kicks off Sunday with an opening ceremony at the Baxco Convention Center. The plenary session will open on Monday with the committee holding in-depth discussions on major agenda items related to world heritage, including reporting, preservation, registration, and policy over the course of 10 days until July 29th. The Busan Metropolitan Government said that during the event, customized tour programs will be offered to participants from around the world so they may experience the history and culture of South Korea and its second-largest city. One of the programs is the Busan Heritage Field Trip, which showcases the city's history, including its time as the temporary capital during the Korean War, as well as traditional markets and other attractions. The other is the World Heritage Field Trip, which will take visitors to UNESCO World Heritage sites such as the Bangu-chan Stream, petroglyphs, and Bulguksa Temple. Heavy rain is forecast for many parts of the nation during the three-day holiday period beginning on Friday, when the nation marks Constitution Day. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, the nation is expected to witness heavy downpours from Friday morning as a low-pressure system develops along a stationary front. The KMA forecast that at least 100 millimeters of rain will pound the west coastal regions of the Jeolla provinces, while the southern regions will see between 30 and 80 millimeters and the Chungcheong provinces between 20 to 60 millimeters. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che.